يلتهب كل جمعة قلبي واقرأ لك يا المهد ندبة أبي رضوى أم سواها أنت يا أغلى الأحبة أنت يا أغلى الأحبة وتدري بفراق الحبايب غربة يا مهدينا غربة تدري بفراق الحبايب غربة يا مهدينا غربة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لولاية أمير المؤمنين، وصلى الله على أشرف الخلق وأعز المرسلين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيد الخلائق أجمعين أبي القاسم محمد. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، سفن النجاة وعين الحياة من طهرهم الله بنص كتابه المبين وجعل اللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. الله عز وجل says in the Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلى على محمد وآل محمد. With this week, salawat, the discussion will be weak. So inshallah, raise your voice with the salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ahsantum. In the last two lectures, we spoke about the martyrdom of Imam al-Hasan bin Ali al-Askari alayhi salam, and how he prepared the believers to believe in a leader, to believe in an imam who they cannot see. And then we spoke about the philosophy behind the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. And we gave five reasons behind the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi. The title of tonight's discussion is Proof on the Existence of Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. And we will speak about three points. Number one, the title of the Imam. What is the title of Imam al-Mahdi? The second point is mentioning the proof on the existence of the Imam. And inshallah we'll mention four of them. Then the third point, we'll speak in the third point about the long life of the Imam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Baqiyatullah, that which is left to you by Allah, is a Quranic term which refers to many things. It can refer to the religion, as the religion of Allah is what will be left to you. And it can be referred to the truth, because in life you have a battle between good and evil, between truth and wrong things. And at the end, the truth will win and the good will overcome the evil. Therefore, the truth will be or the truth will be that which is left to you by Allah. Also, Baqiyatullah, this term, it can refer to the person who represents Allah Azza wa Jal. The person who represents Allah Azza wa Jal will be representing his religion, and he will be representing the truth. Therefore, we can call him Baqiyatullah. This is the general meaning behind the word Baqiyatullah, behind the term Baqiyatullah. This term became a title specifically for Imam al-Mahdi al-Jalla ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, as he represents Allah Azza wa Jal and he represents the religion of Allah. It is narrated from Imam al-Sadiq salawatullahi alayhi in Al-Kafi, part 1, page 411. عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال سأله رجل عن القائم يسلم عليه بإمرة المؤمنين. Someone asked him about القائم. So how should we send our salam to him? Should we send our salam by saying السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين, by saying peace be upon you, O commander of the faithful, O commander of the believers? Imam al-Sadiq says, لا ذاك اسم سمى الله به أمير المؤمنين. Imam says, no, this is a title that Allah gave to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi alayhi. لم يسمى به أحد قبله ولا يسمى به بعده إلا كافر. No one was given this title before the Imam, before Imam Ali alayhi salam, and no one was given this title after the Imam except a kafir, a disbeliever. And in other relations, we have different terms for the one who is given this title, but I don't wish to mention here tonight. You can refer to the narrations and see the terms that are used by the Imams for those who call themselves Amir al-Mu'mineen, Kafir and other terms. Now the question is, is Baqiyatullah, is Imam al-Mahdi living today, or is he going to be born at the end of the time? As you know, a group of people believe that Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi will be born at the end of the time. But those people don't have even one proof for this belief. They don't have one proof that Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi will be born at the end of the time. Well, we have many proofs that the Imam was born on the 15th of Sha'ban, 255 years after Al-Hijrah. We'll mention four proofs for the existence of the Imam. Number one is the books of Al-Mukhalifin, the books of the Sunnah school of thought. We have 40 Sunni scholars who believe that Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif was born in the year 255 after Hijrah, and they say that he is the son of Al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi salam. 40 of them. I just mentioned from the 40, I mentioned 4 only because of the time. The first one is Ibn Khalikan, the author of the book وفيات الأعيان وأنباء أبناء آخر الزمان, part 4, page 176. He mentioned that the Imam was born, Imam al-Mahdi is born, and he is the son of Muhammad ibn al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari. Another one is Ibn al-Warqi. In his book, Tatilmatul Muqtasar, which is known today as Tariq ibn al-Warqi. It's known with this title, Tariq ibn al-Warqi. Part 2, page 323. Third scholar is Al-Dhahabi. Al-Dhahabi, who was known to be, if not a Nawasib, very close to the Nawasib. And he used to hate the followers of Ahlul Bayt, if not Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam themselves. It's known from Al-Dhahabi. Al-Dhahabi, in his book Tariq al-Islam, in the part which speaks about the year between 251 to the year 260, page 113, when he spoke about Imam al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari, he says, وَأَمَّا ابْنُهُ مُحَمَّدْ بْنُ الْحَسَنِ, as for his son Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, الَّذِي يَدْعُوهُ الرَّافِضَ al-Qa'im al-Khalaf al-Hujjah, those who is the Rafida call him or take him as their 12th Imam with the different titles that he gave him. فَوُلِدَ سَنَةَ ثَمَانَ وَخَمْسِينَ عَاشَ بَعْدَ أَبِيهِ سَنَتَيْنِ ثُمَّ عُدِمَ. He lived after his father 2 years and then he disappeared. وَلَمْ يُعْلَمْ كَيْفَ مَاتْ, and no one knows how he died. So Al-Dhahabi, he believed that Al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari, he had a child, but he says that he died after his father in 2 years. Now some people came and said that Al-Dhahabi is only mentioning the beliefs of the Shia about Imam al-Mahdi, and he doesn't believe that Al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari, he had a child. We say to them, that's not true, because the belief of the Shia, they don't believe that the Imam, the son of Al-Hasan ibn Ali, was killed after his father. They believe, the Shia believe, that the Imam is still living unto our days in the ghaibah, in the occultation. Therefore, Al-Dhahabi, he didn't mention the belief of the Shia. He mentioned his belief, the thing that he believed in, that he died after his father. Another scholar is Muhammad bin Yusuf al-Kanji. Muhammad bin Yusuf al-Kanji al-Shafi'i. In his book Al-Bayan fi Akhbar Sahib al-Zaman, page 336, he mentioned that the Imam of the time, and not only that Al-Mahdi is the son of Al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari, they said that the Imam of the time is the son of Al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari. The same belief as the Shia. Now some groups came and said that this guy, Muhammad ibn Yusuf al-Kanji, is not Shafi'i. They said he is Shia'i. And subhanAllah, that's how the majority of them are. When they fail to debate or to respond through knowledge, they straight away claim that the other guy is Shia'i. Even if he's Sunni, even if he's well-known Sunni scholar, when they fail to debate him through knowledge, and when he goes against them, they will straight away say that he is a Shia'i. Now, if there was only one scholar from the Sunni school of thought who believed in the existence of Imam al-Mahdi, I wouldn't use him as an evidence against you, because he's only one scholar against hundreds. Or if it was only a writer who is not qualified and who is not a scholar, I wouldn't use him as an evidence against you, because we want to debate or discuss through knowledge. And I know that in knowledge you can't use a writer or one person as an evidence. But when we have four scholars, from your sect who mentioned that the Imam is alive and the Imam of the time is Imam al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, the minimum you can do is to go and investigate more about this topic. The minimum you can do is to go and think about the topic and research more about it. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, he says, لا تعادوا ما تجهلون فإن أكثر العلم فيما لا تعلمون. Do not oppose that which you are ignorant of, for most knowledge lies in that which you do not know. So don't close the door of knowledge. Don't limit yourself. Investigate more about the topic. That's the first proof that we have. The four scholars from the Sunni school of thought who mentioned that the Imam of our time is Muhammad al-Mahdi, the son of al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari, salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. The second proof is the narration that we have in the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. We have a book by the name of Al-Mahdi for Sayyid Sadruddin al-Sadr, rahmatullahi alayhi. If you go back to the book Al-Mahdi for Sayyid Sadruddin al-Sadr, you'll see that he mentioned that he said that there are 400 narrations in the Sunnah school of thought that speaks about Imam al-Mahdi. 400 narrations. And 6,000 narrations in the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that speak about Imam al-Mahdi. Ajallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. This collection of narrations, to have 6,000 narrations about Imam al-Mahdi, leave us without no doubt that the Imam is alive today. They call mutawatir. Tawatir ijmali, tawatir ma'na, that's in ilm al-hadith. But we can use this as an evidence, the collection of the narrations, even if we have one narration or two narrations that are weak, but the narrations all together is a proof that we can use to prove the existence of the Imam. Now we have narrations referring to Imam al-Mahdi as the ninth of Imam Hussein's sons. The ninth of Imam Hussein's sons, alayhim salawatullah. Other narrations, they refer to Imam al-Mahdi as the fourth of Imam al-Ridha's sons. And we have a group of narrations that refer to Imam al-Mahdi as the son of al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari alayhi as-salam. Now if you find an ignorant, like for example Ahmad al-Katib, who rejected the narration because some of them are weak, you can't use him as a proof against us. Why? Because as I mentioned in the beginning of the lecture, if you have one scholar, you can't use him as an evidence in front of hundreds. And the second thing is, Ahmad al-Kadhib is not a scholar. He's not qualified. Ahmad al-Kadhib is a writer who used to be a Shia, and he's a writer. But then he rejected the idea of the concept of Imam al-Mahdi, or that Imam al-Mahdi is living today. But you can't use him. If you truly want to discuss through knowledge, you can't use such a person as an evidence, or what this person say as an evidence against us. The scholars of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, from the time of Imam al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari to our days, they all believe that the Imam al-Mahdi, Ajallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, was born. From the time of Imam from the time of the 11th Imam to our death. All the Shia scholars believe that the Imam was born. Shaykh al-Sadruq, rahmatullahi alayhi, narrated the birth of the Imam in his book Ikmal al-Din through two ways, or two turuq. Shaykh al-Tusi, rahmatullahi alayhi, narrated the birth of Imam al-Mahdi in his book Al-Ghayba through more than four ways, through more than four turuq. The story of the birth of Imam al-Mahdi was narrated from Sayyidah Hakima, radwanullahi alayha, the daughter of Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam. Madmuna riwayah, because it's long, Madmuna. Sayyidah Hakima, she says that my nephew, Imam al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari, invited me to his house. And he said to me, sleep over tonight. I asked him why. Sayyidah Hakima, she asked Imam, why you will come tonight to the house? She asked him, who is he? The Imam said, Baqiyatullah only. So she stayed. He said to her, before the Fajr, this new child will be born. She asked him, I can't see any signs of pregnancy on your wife. The Imam said to her, her situation is similar to the situation of Prophet Musa, the mother of Prophet Musa. The situation of Imam al-Mahdi's mother is similar to the situation of Prophet Musa's mother. During the time of Prophet Musa's mother, his mother, no one knew about her, no one knew that she was pregnant. Why? Because Fir'aun was after the birth of Musa. And the same during the time of Imam al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari. No one knew that his wife was pregnant because of the reasons that we mentioned in the lecture about the martyrdom of Imam al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari. We spoke in detail why the news of the birth of Imam Mahdi were hidden. We explained that in detail. So Sayyidah Hakima, she said, I prayed Salatul Layl, night prayer, and I said to myself, she said to herself, the Fajr is near, and we are still waiting for the new child. She says, I doubt it. Is it true? Is it not? Then the Imam al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Askari from the next room said, Ya Amma, la tashukki, inna al-amra qareeb. My auntie, do not doubt, it is near. As the followers of Ahlul Bayt, we have to know who our Imams are. And we have to understand their maqam. Never doubt the statuses of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And never doubt the miracles of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And be polite when you speak about the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as they are the cause of existence and the soul of Rasulullah Muhammad. Sayyidah Hakima said, I was waiting, then Narjis alayhi salam came and the birth became enclosed. After a while, Baqiyatullah was born, and on the floor he called, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Salli ala Muhammad. And in such salawat, we don't continue the discussion. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Wake up. It should be interesting when you were speaking about the Imam of your time, should be interested, not half asleep. Or I'll stop the discussion if you were half asleep. Then Imam al-Askari alayhi salam called, Ya Amma alayya bi ibni. Allah. Just imagine Imam Al-Hasan al-Askari holding Baqiyatullah between his hands. Okay? And he did the adhan in the right ear of the imam and the iqama in the left one. And that's a very recommended thing when you have, inshallah, a newborn child. Don't forget to do this sunnah, to do the adhan in the right ear and the iqama in the left. So this is a summary. This is the summary for the story of Imam al-Mahdi's birth. And if you want to read the full story, you can refer back to Kitab al-Ghaybah for Shaykh al-Ta'ifa, Shaykh al-Tusi, page 141. And you can refer back to the book of Shaykh al-Saduq, Ikmal al-Din, page 424, to read the full story behind the birth of Imam al-Mahdi. Now we find al-Nasibi ibn Taymiyyah in his book Minhaj al-Sunnah, part 8, page 245, mentioned a narration عن زائد عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله لا تنقض الدنيا حتى يملك رجل من أهل بيتي يواطي اسمه اسمي واسم أبيه اسم أبي. He mentioned this narration that say the time from the Prophet, that the Prophet said, as they claim, the time will not end until a man from my household will come and rule. His name is the same as my name, and his father's name is the same name of my father. Now, the name of Imam al-Mahdi, yes, is the same name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. His name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. But the name of his father is al-Hasan. Well, the name of the father of Rasulullah is what? Is Abdullah. Ibn Taymiyyah, he tried in his book to make the reader believe that all the scholars agreed on this hadith and said that it is authentic except the Rawafid. So he tried to make the reader, the one who reads his book, to believe that all the scholars agreed on this hadith, and they said that it is authentic. If we return to the hadith, to the same hadith, in the books of the Sunnah school of thought, we will not find this part, Ismu Abihi. Ismu Abi, you will not find it. That his father's name is the same name of my father, you don't find it there. For example, in Musnad Ahmad, part 1, page 376, the narration is mentioned from Ibn Mas'ud, عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله, and I add وآله, they don't even get this blessing of mentioning Ahlul Bayt. So I add وآله. He says, لا تنقض الأيام ولا يذهب الدهر حتى يملك رجل من أهل بيتي اسمه يواطي اسمه. The time will not end until a man from my household will come and rule. His name is the same as my name. اسمه أبي, it's not mentioned here. The name of his father is the same name of my father, is not mentioned in this narration. Also, he mentioned, Ahmad ibn Hanbal mentioned this narration through another chain, through Yahya ibn Sa'id. And this part, Ismu Abi, is not part of the hadith. At-Tirmidhi, another scholar, in his Sahih at-Tirmidhi, part 3, page 343, narrated this hadith also, the same hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله لا تذهب الدنيا حتى يملك العرب رجل من أهل بيتي. The time will not finish until a man from my household will come and rule the Arabs, according to him. يواطي اسمه اسمي, His name is the same as my name. Then al-Tirmidhi said, قال أبو عيسى وفي الباب عن علي وأبي سعيد وأم سلمة وأبي هريرة. He mentioned the names of some of the narrators of this hadith. And then he said, وهذا حديث حسن صحيح. He said that this is an authentic and correct hadith. Without adding the part of wa, ismu abi, ismu abi. Ibn Taymiyyah, what did he do? He came and took the hadith with adding ismu abihi, ismu abi, that the name of his father is the same name of my father, and said that this narration, all the scholars agreed on it, and all the scholars said that it is authentic. See how he mixed the right with the wrong, just to misguide the people. And that's how his most of his books are full of lies. As we said, refer back to the Tirmidhi. Al-Tirmidhi says this hadith is authentic and correct without the part of Ismu Abihi, Ismu Abi. Now Ibn Taymiyyah to defend himself, if he wanted now to defend himself, he will come out from his grave, or from hellfire, Allah knows. And he will say to us, I only mentioned the hadith of Zaida. Hadith of Zaida from Rasulullah. So he's defending himself now. We say to him, Zaida is known to be weak, and Zaida is known to be a liar like you. Then how do you accept this hadith? And this is only one hadith, while we have, let's say, more than 10 ahadith speaking, or 400 ahadith speaking about Imam al-Mahdi in your books. Why did you choose the hadith of Zaida? If you claim you are a scholar, then it's impossible on you to only choose one hadith and leave the others. Right? And they come and call him what? Shaykh al-Islam. They should call him Shaykh al-Kadhabin, not Shaykh al-Islam. There's a rule. Lie. Then lie, then you become a Wahhabi. That's how they are. When you lie and lie, then you become one of the Wahhabis. Come and debate them. Debate any one of them. They are not good except in lying. But when it comes to knowledge, when it comes to using evidence and proof, they don't have anything. That's how they are. SubhanAllah. Now one of the scholars, Ibn Talha al-Shafi'i, a Sunni scholar, he said, in his book, he says that even if we add the part Ismu Abihi, Ismu Abi to the narration, it will still refer to Imam al-Mahdi. And he gave some justification that there's no need to speak about it, as we reject the hadith of Zaida altogether. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Hello, when you're tired, tell me, we'll stop. And we'll continue next week, huh? Because for me, the topic is interesting. I might go for hours. So, hello, when you're tired, tell me, stop. And if you have any question, ask, even in the middle of the lecture. I don't mind to ask. I don't want to be only from one side, from both sides. Maybe I'll change some of the views that I have. Maybe I have some wrong views you mentioned, and you mentioned it to me, and I might change it or think about it. So that's the second proof that we have. The narrations from the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt. The third narration is, or the third proof is the narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he says, Man mata wa lam ya'rif imam zamanah, mata mitatan jahiliya. Whoever dies without knowing the imam of his time will die the death of the jahiliyah, the death of the ignorant. Ignorant. Or as it is narrated in Musnad, Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Ahmad ibn Hanbal is helping us a lot in this lecture. Most of the narrations will get in them from Ahmad ibn Hanbal to support our points. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, part 4, page 96. He narrated the same meaning of that for the hadith that we mentioned, but in different terms, with different terms. He says, "من مات بغير إمام مات ميتة جاهلية." Whoever dies without an imam will die the death of the ignorant. In Sahih Muslim, part 4, page 517. Sahih Muslim comes after what? Sahih al-Bukhari, the most two authentic books for the followers of the Sahaba. He said, he mentioned this narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "من مات وليس في عنقه بيعة مات ميتة جاهلية." Whoever dies without having a pledge to the Imam, he will die the death of the ignorant. For us, for the followers of Ahlul Bayt, we renew the pledge every morning to Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, al-Imam al-Mahdi, inshallah ta'ala, farajhu al-Sharif. We say, Allahumma inni, in dua al-A'd, Allahumma inni, ujaddidu fi sabihati yawmi hada, wa ma'ishtu min ayyami hayati, ahdan, wa aqdan, wa bay'atan, lahu fi unuki, la ahulu anha wa la azulu abada. We say, O followers of Ibn Taymiyyah, to whom do you give a pledge every morning? Who is the Imam of your time? You have to think, don't follow your scholars blindly. They misguided you from the truth just for some political benefits, just to come and rule the Islamic nation. But today you have to think what you are following, who are you following? Do you want to die the death of the ignorant? You will stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment, and He will ask you, who was the Imam of your time? Allah, who is the Imam of your time? That what you are following. And return back to the spring of knowledge. Refuse the hypocrites and return to the wilaya of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. The fourth proof is Hadith al-Thaqalayn, to prove the existence of Imam al-Mahdi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as it is mentioned, as Al-Hakim mentioned in his Mustadrak, part 3, page 109. And in Majma' al-Zawa'ir, part 4, part 9, page 164. They mentioned the narration from Rasulullah that he says, "Inni tarikum fikum al-thaqlayn ma in tamassaktum bihima lam tadullu kitab Allah wa itrati ahla bayti wa innahuma lam yaftariqa hatta yarida alayya al-hawd." I leave to you two heavy things, or two important things. If you hold fast with them, you will never go astray. The Book of Allah and my Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And surely, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, and surely they will never be separated until they come to me next to the pool of Al-Kawthar. So the Prophet is saying they will never be separated. You know why? Because they are one. And it's impossible to separate what is one. Istihala badihiya, they say. It's impossible to separate what is one. We say in Arabic, wajhan li'umla wahida. The Ahlul Bayt and the Quran, wajhan li'umla wahida. Yani two sides of the same coin, as in the quote that they use. You cannot separate them. As long as we have the Quran between our hands today, the Quran that came down on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must have an imam from the household of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because they will never be separated. As long as we have a Quran, we must have an imam to follow. Now the last point for tonight is about the long life or the long age of the Imam. عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Imam al-Mahdi, on the 15th of Sha'ban this year, 1434 after Hijrah, he will turn 1,179-year-old. 1,179-year-old. So inshallah, on the 15th of Sha'ban, start adding the age of the Imam. If you bring a cake to celebrate, add the age of the Imam. 1,179-year-old. Is it possible for someone to live for this long time? Is it possible or not? We find, or it's important to know first, that in every religion believe that there is someone who is still living unto our days. Who is still living since the time of the Prophet and unto our days. Every religion. And as I said, inshallah, I will speak about the different religions or even the different groups that we have, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Jews, the Christians, and so on. Every one of them believes that there is someone who is still alive and who is more than 1,000 years old. Now, for us, the Muslims, and for the non-Muslims, they believe that Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he is still alive. Right? And according to them, how old is Nabi Isa now? 2013-year-old, according to them. And so he is older than Imam al-Mahdi, and he is still alive. Al-Khudr, alayhi salam. Al-Khudr, alayhi salam, whether he is a prophet or he is not a prophet, that's a different discussion. I don't want to enter and speak about it tonight. I want to concentrate on Imam al-Mahdi. But all Muslims, all the Muslims believe that Al-Khudr is still alive. Until today he is still living. And Al-Khudr, we heard his story with who? With who? With Prophet Musa. So we heard his story with Musa alayhi salam, with Moses. So definitely he is older than Imam al-Mahdi. And he is still alive. He is still living until our day. Another person is Prophet Ilyas alayhi salam, who Al-Quran spoke about him in Surah As-Saffat, verse 124. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna Ilyas la min al-mursaleen. That he is a prophet. Now some scholars like Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, part 2, page 674. He narrated the narration from Anas ibn Malik, that he was going out with the Prophet and they met Ilyas in a certain place, and the Prophet, he sat down and he had lunch with Ilyas and so on. Now, whether it's true or not, it's a different story. As I'm saying, I'm just mentioning what they say in their books to prove that it is possible for someone to live for this long time. Ilyas is older than Imam al-Mahdi, right? Another prophet is Idris. Al-Ya'qubi in his tafsir, part 5, page 240, mentioned that a group of scholars believe that two of the prophets are still living on earth, Al-Khudr and Ilyas. Now remember, I'm not responding on what they are saying, and whether Khudr was a prophet or not, that's a different story. I'm just mentioning what they say. He said that a group of scholars believe that two prophets are still living on earth, Al-Khudr and Ilyas. And two prophets are living in heaven, Idris and Isa, alayhi salam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. That's all from the Islamic sources. Now, if someone doesn't believe in the Quran, or he doesn't believe in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, or the narrations of the Muslims altogether, how can we prove to him that it is possible for someone to live for a long time? We can prove to him through the historical, through a historical research, to look at history and find, is there anyone, or do we have people who stayed alive for a long time? First one is Abu Dunya. It's called Abu Dunya. This is the title, the father of the world or something, Abu Dunya. His name is Ali ibn Uthman ibn Murrah. He was during the time of Shaykh al-Saduq alayhi salam. He lived for 300 years. The second one is Ubay ibn Shahid al-Jarhami. He lived for 350 years during the time of Muawiyah alayhi la'natu wal hawiyah. The third one is Ar-Rabi' ibn Rabi' al-Fazari, 380 years old. Another one is Aws ibn Rabi' bin Ka'ab bin Umayyah, 314 years old. Al-Mundhir ibn Harb al-Ta'i, 150 years old. Well, that is a little child compared to the first. He lived for 300 and Allah knows that is a little baby, 150 years old, nothing. You have Amr ibn Amr, he lived for 500 years. And in some narrations they say for 800 years. Durayda ibn Summa, who was a disbeliever, and he was one of the people who planned for the battle of Hunayn, he lived for 450 years. And you have some people like, for example, Shuraih al-Qadi. Shuraih al-Qadi, he lived for 120 years in Al-Kufa during the time of Umar, and then he continued in the path of Bani Umayyah. So we see that to have people who are still alive for a long time is something that is possible. Inshallah, we'll stop here tonight and we'll continue next week with the series of lectures about Imam al-Mahdi. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى أبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين